And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good.
Okay, so we are going to bring you some headlines that we've got going on in the news with cannabis this week and some research. Please fill us in, Leland.
Well, you know, I read a report recently in Kaiser Health News, Kaiser Permanente. It's Kaiser Health News, and it was repeated in the more read U.S. News and World Report, and it was about how more children are using gummies, especially in Colorado, it said. And the number of reports, the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Safety Office, one that I've read quite often, they put out this every year, and they only print bad news about cannabis. That's all it is. The office reports that kids aged 5 or younger exposed to marijuana went from 56 in 2017 to 151 in 2021. And the problem here is that keeping edibles out of kids' hands, at least in Colorado, is now up to those who buy cannabis. That's the rule. And remember that there were a couple of deaths that could have been associated with marijuana edibles ingestion right off the bat here in Colorado. One of them was a young man who ingested some edibles and then jumped off of a second floor balcony. And he died. And the state acted, to its credit, the state acted very, very quickly. And the story kind of skirts this. It says it's a state problem, not a person problem. And the state has said it's not going to have any more bills, at least this time, that are going to address that. But the state has done a lot. I mean, this is, you know, during this time in the last 10 years, no edibles may be manufactured in the shape of a human, an animal, or a fruit. All edibles must be sold in child-resistant packaging and in lower doses. That was one of the rules that came in 2021. That might change. Candy or candies isn't allowed on packaging. Advertising must not include cartoon characters or anything that's meant to appeal to children. And all packaging and everything has to have THC stamped on it. They aren't allowing young people into stores, so we have no indication that kids are going into stores and buying masks. What's happening is that parents or somebody old enough to buy cannabis aren't putting their gummies away, and somehow the article implies that the state is to blame. One thing to remember in marijuana packaging is that most children 5 or younger can't read. Now add that to the many parents who don't know how to store marijuana safely. I'm glad that that was mentioned, but it comes on very deep in the story after kind of blaming the state for it. And the state's taken education seriously. The state health department has a retail marijuana education program established in 2014 to teach the public about safe, legal, and responsible cannabis use. One fact sheet advises parents to store marijuana in a locked area, keep products in child-resistant packaging, and avoid using marijuana around children. That's what they suggest.
It's interesting to me that this seems to kind of be cannabis being treated a lot like alcohol is in the United States, and firearms to some extent, that you have the right now to purchase these things, but it becomes the responsibility of the American legal purchaser to protect children from those things in the home. So honestly, with cannabis as well, if you don't keep cannabis away from children, and same like if you don't keep firearms away from children or alcohol away from children, there can be criminal negligence there. There can be child protective services involved in something like that. So it is interesting that to see cannabis be treated similarly to alcohol and firearms in that sense, but yeah, still having some people that are not accepting that it's the same thing there, that they still want more from the state. Interesting. So CU, I know, has been doing some studies on young people and drugs, I believe.
Well, you know, CU's really been doing a lot of research on cannabis. The one part of CU is doing the genome research, which is actually, it's producing information that they're giving away to people. I think that's really great. And they also have been studying twins. I can still remember when this came up, and it was just, like you said earlier, pie in the sky. That's exactly the way it was. But they found that legalized recreational cannabis And states that don't have any recreational cannabis. It's the measure of the two in twins. And what they find is that twins in states that have legalized showed fewer symptoms of alcohol use disorder. Now, you know, this is no answer, and you know, but this is something that they're asking other researchers to look into. But they used researchers at the University of Minnesota, CU Boulder, the CU Anschutz Medical Campus, and they took data from two of the nation's largest and longest-running twin studies. The group found that identical twins living in states where cannabis is legal used it about 20% more frequently. But when they compared survey results looking at 23 measures of psychosocial dysfunction, including cannabis use disorder, use of alcohol and illicit drugs like cocaine and heroin, they found no adverse relationship between legalization and any of these measures. I think that's really an interesting thing. But the point here is pay attention to studies about cannabis, but look at where they come from before you start spouting off.
Like you said, with that first study from Kaiser Health, going all the way down to a more Colorado source that someone might not recognize, that connection.
And I think that anybody who is reading about cannabis use should take all of this in consideration when you're looking at stuff. Just don't look at stuff that agrees with you. Look at stuff very, very carefully and more carefully than you think.
Yeah, we got fun stuff to read now, like twin studies that we never thought we'd have. So thank you for bringing that information to us, Leland. We appreciate it.
You bet.
And you can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.